And I'm telling you, this teaching that they could be saved comes from the definition of Bill Gothard, who came up with this concept that reprobate just means that they're lascivious, that they're unclean, which that's the product of being a reprobate. Yeah. But how they got there is because they rejected God. Okay? Verse number 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Okay? So the Bible says they have a form of godliness. What does that mean? They look like they're godly. They can even look like they're Christians. But what does the Bible say? They've denied the power thereof. Well, what does the Bible say? That the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Which is what they have rejected. They have denied it. They don't want to be saved. Verse 8. It is the power of God. Now, Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. They have resisted the truth. And here's the thing. We have all kinds of independent Baptists trying their best, making all these ministries, all these Instagram posts, all this Facebook junk, saying, we need to reach the homosexuals and anybody can be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah, but except for the reprobate. I agree wholeheartedly, except for the reprobate. Because Christ is in you, except he be reprobates. And the Bible says that they've resisted the truth. They don't want the gospel. Yep. They've rejected it.